Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Omud Aleph. And Amir Tzashem will have the schutz to do two simonim today, Ayin Zayin, which is Shalom Likros Kenegime Raglaim, and Alari the Shema if you're in his presence, and Ayin Ches, Mishin Itztarech Lohatil Mayim Bishaskri, if a person has to go to the bathroom to urinate during the davening, what should he do? So let us begin. The Mechaber on the bottom of Kuf Yud Omud Beis starts as follows. Also, likros kenegime raglayim. A person is not permitted to read the Shema in the presence of urine. Achiyat l'solchon revius mayim bi'oz mutter. Unless he pours into the urine a revius, a certain amount of water, a measurement of revius log into the urine, and then it would be permissible to read the Shema. The loshna, the Mechaber continues, says it doesn't make a difference. Al gabi karka loshna b'cheli. It doesn't make a difference whether the urine is on the ground and he pours the water into the urine on the ground, or if the urine is in some sort of a container and he pours the water into the urine in the container. Ubavach lo yeovit hamyuchad lehem. But it can't be a urinal. It can't be a separate container that is designated to have urine put into it, because in this situation the urinal itself is a problem. And the Rama adds v'din ovit ayin lekamen simin peizayin. These halachos learn in the future in Simen Pei Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, "V'tzarich lezeh kol dinei harchoka." You still have all of the rules over here with the urine of separating yourself from the urine. If there is urine there and you don't have water to pour into the urine, you must remove yourself at least dalet amos from the urine, and if there's a smell, from the smell. Kimo l'kamen b'simen ayin tes, as we'll learn in Yetz Hashem, in ayin tes, in regards to tzoa, in regards to the halachos of excrement. In Dirshu footnote number one, he brings down an interesting additional idea. If a person is sick and he has some urine dripping out of his body, la'onso, against his intent and reason and want, so the bir halacha is going to say later on, yesh l'hakel afilu b'soch arba amos, so then you can be makel even if it's within the dalet amos, in order not to embarrass this person. A very interesting idea, since many of these dinim are for urine only midirabonon, as we learned yesterday, it's only while the stream is actually coming out that that's a din d'araisa, the rest are dinim d'rabonon, so in order not to embarrass somebody, there is room to be makel over here in regards to some of the halachos with urine. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, until you pour in a revius of water into the urine, lefishi min haTorah ein also likros rak kineged amud shel kiluach bavad. This is what I just mentioned that we learned yesterday, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down here again today, that mid d'oraisa, only while the actual stream is coming out of the person, is there an issur d'oraisa to reach Shema while the urine is coming out. Once it's fallen on the ground, v'ach shenof al ha'aretz, ein issur rak midivrei sofrim. This is only a din d'rabbanan, as we already learned in Siman Ayin Vav. Therefore, l'chein hekelu chazal shochel levatlam aydei revius mayim. That's why chazal allowed it to be, quote, nullified with the pouring in of revius of water. Yerushal footnote number five says, Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down that you could use other liquids as well. It's not only a din in water. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Afilo hayom meir glayim rubin. This is even if there's a lot of meir glayim over here, there's a lot of urine over there, just pouring in a revius, even if it's a minority compared to the amount of urine that's over there, is also acceptable. Levize eino moel revius mayim eladavka kishen masrichin. But that, however, leads to a potential chumra as well, that if you still have the smell of the urine, so if you're only pouring in a little bit of water, it's not going to remove the smell, that's still a concern. If the urine is smelly, the oz also midin Torah likros connected. Then there is a din daraisa that you're not allowed to read against a foul-smelling object. Then ain't a more revius than just pouring in a revius into a large amount of urine that would not help you. Then you'd have to pour in enough water that you would nullify the smell. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes revius mayim. Some suggest that you have to pour in the entire revius at one time, because otherwise, because you poured in a little bit, it would be nullified by the urine. Then you poured in another little bit, it would still be nullified by the urine. So if you then ended up pouring in an entire revius, albeit drop by drop, it would each drop would be nullified, and you wouldn't have this din of being able to nullify the urine. But if you pour it in all at once, so it doesn't get nullified drop by drop, and therefore it has the ability to nullify the urine. Agabi karka sivkot and dalu. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'yirish yelchu amayim al kol amakomos shamei raglayim nishpachim shom." If it was on the ground and there's urine spread out over an area, you have to pour water covering up all of the urine in the different spots. Shem tofeach amanas latviach. Wherever the urine is still wet enough that if you touch that area, your hand will become damp. And he says further, for these halachos, look in the bir halacha. Sivkot and hey, if the urinal is miyuchad lehem, if you have a specific keli that's used to collecting urine. The Mishnah Berurah points out, as I said already above, Sha'azafilu ain bo mei raglayim klal. Even if the urinal doesn't have any urine in it, also likros kinegdo. You're not allowed to read kinegdo urinal. This says nafkamina, for example, in a hospital, if a person has in their house or in a nursing home, he has a urinal by the bedside. So even though the urinal is empty right now, you're not allowed to daven while that urinal is there. Veino moel b'nesinas hamayim lahachshira kliyatzvu. It doesn't help you to pour water into that urinal. Kemoshis bar b'sim pezayin, as we'll learn also in sim pezayin. And therefore, Dishu footnote number 8 brings down, you should cover it up. If you put some sort of a kli over it, so then this will be discussed in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Pei Zayin as well, and that will be acceptable. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Lo shno hayu hein b'kli t'chila, v'nosin alei amayim, lo shno hayu amayim b'kli t'chila. It doesn't make a difference whether the urine is there first and then you pour the water, or you have water there and you urinate into that area with the water. As long as there's a revius of water over there, it will nullify the urine. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav writes, Hein b'kli b'tchila, if the water is in the kli first, or the chain im hayu mayim kiviyetz tchila gabi akarka, or if you had the water on the ground first and the person urinated onto this water on the ground, v'ishin achakacha gabi amayim, he urinated afterwards either into the kli with the reviyas of mayim or onto the ground with the reviyas of water, this would be acceptable. It would nullify the urine, mutu likros kriyashma, and one could read kriyashma kineged such urine as long as it didn't smell. V'afilu mato machmas meraglayim nispashit yosef, even as a result of the urine, the urinating onto the water, it spread out the water further, nevertheless that would still be acceptable. Sif beis. Mechabi writes, Revius Sha'amu, that when we're talking about a revius over here, Lemei Raglayim Shal Pamachas, that's a revius for one urination. If you urinated again, L'shol Shnei Pamim, you need another revius, Shnei Revios. L'shol Shlosha, and if you urinate again, you need a third revius. And the Ramah adds, Hagav V'chein Li'olam, and this goes on forever, according to the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin writes, V'afilum Hishtin Harbi. This is true, however, if you urinated quite a bit, Dai B'revius, it's still acceptable for each urination to just have one revius. So if a person urinated two revius is worth, or he urinated a half a revius is worth, a revius of water can nullify it. The chayn yirali b'sivkot and beis, and this is as we explained earlier in Sivkot and beis. The chaynim hishtin rakmat, if you urinated only a little bit, yeshomim the tzarech gam kim revius. According to this opinion, even if you only urinated a small amount, you still would need a revius to cover it up. However, that is a vary machmir position, and Mishnah Berurah now brings down the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, Rav Yaakov Endim's father. And he writes down in the Chacham Tzvi, the im hame raglayim heim pechusim revius, if you urinated a smaller amount, less than revius, then actually disage birov mayim levatlon vein tzarech revius. Then you don't need a revius, you just need more water than there is urine. So if you had a half a revius worth of urination, so then you just need a little bit more than a revius, but you don't need a full revius according to the Chacham Tzvi to nullify the urine. Because the rabbis, the lo amru revius al lahakil, this revius is a din lahakil, it's a leniency. Sha'afim amir raglayim shal pamachas heim meruvim revius, that was only there to tell you if you urinated two revius in sage revius levatlan, then even one revius would be enough to mevatel it. Avalo lahakmi, but that wasn't intended as a chumrah, that if you urinated a half, you still need a revius. No, if you urinated only a half a revius, then it would be satisfactory to have anything more than a half a revius to be mevatel the urine. Da'afilu amir raglayim heim mishtei pamin. And this is true even if the urine was from two separate urinations, sagi birov mayim levatlan, it would be adequate to have just enough water there, more than the amount of urine that's there, in order to nullify it. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'chein hiskimu achronim, this is in fact the opinion of many of the achronim as well, including the Matzah Shekel, the Yeshuas Yaakov, and the Morgan Giborim. V'ayin od mashinichtov l'kam in Simen Pei, look further in Simen Pei Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sivkot and Dalet for further details. Sivkot and Ches, shtei revios. We said that if you had one urination, you needed one revius. If you had two urinations, two separate times, you needed two reviuses. And this is according to Pasak, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kedasa Rambam Shara Poskim. This is in accord with the opinion of the Rambam and other Poskim. Not below Kedasa Rashbo, Shemekel was there. Not like the Rashbo, who's Mekel over here, as is brought down in the Beis Yosef. The Magen Giborim, however, Mitzadi Lomar, the Ein Benei Machlokas. He says that there really is no Machlokas over here between the Rambam and the Rashba. And he says, V'af, Rambam, even the Rambam, Lo Kamar, Deboi, Shtei Revius. The Rambam didn't say that you needed two Reviuses, L'Shtei Pamim, for two separate urinations. Rakishabo, Zachazet. It's only if one was right after the other. For example, Kigon, Shehishtin, a person urinated, V'noasin L'Soch Revius Mayim, and then he poured into it a Revius Mayim to nullify it. And then Kishachozer, Umashtin, if he then urinates into that same area again, Tzarech Odapam, L'Soch L'Soch Mayim V'chein Li'olam. Then he has to urinate, if he urinates again, he has to pour in a separate Revius. If he urinates a third time, he has to pour in a third Revius, etc., Li'olam. Then it doesn't help that you put in a revius of water the first time after the first urination. However,
Abulim Hishtin Kama Pamim. But if a person were to urinate multiple times in the same area, and then he wants to daven over there, the road to Likros Kenegdon, he wants to say Shema Neged that urine. A person gets up a couple times in the middle of the night, he's bedridden, and he urinates into the urinal or whatever it is, into some container there. Several times, not a urinal, because we said that would be a problem. But you would say some container over there several times. Dai batolish revius levad. Now it would be acceptable to just put in one revius, even though you may have five reviuses of urine there from five separate urinations. This would be acceptable. It brings down the Vilna Gaon, Biar Gra, Maskim Gamkin Lalocha. The Vilna Gaon agrees to this as well. The Dai batolish revius levad bezeh. It would be acceptable, even though there were five separate urinations first, and there's much more than a revius over there. It would be acceptable to pour in just one revius now to be mavato the urine. And he says, Ayin Shom, you can look there further, ki kitzati, because I've made this very short, concise discussion over here, but there's much more to be said over there. And this concludes Simon Ayin Zayin. Simenayin Ches. The Mechaber starts off and he writes, Hayakori b'schilo meirag glov shosinal birkov. The person is reading the Shema and his urine is coming out of him uncontrolled. He can't control it and it's running down his legs. Posek, he should stop. Until the urine has stopped coming out of him, and then he can continue to read afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Aleph writes, "Hu adin l'divrei Torah." This is only for Shema, as we pointed out many times. This is true for learning, or the Tefillah for davening. Posik ashichlu amayim l'shtos. He should stop until the urine has stopped coming out. And even if this is going to cause him, it takes a while for the urine to stop flowing out, and this is going to cause him to have a long pause. Shia kidei ligmar kula, and he could even finish the entire Shemoneh Esrei during this time. V'yitzdarech ayidei zeh achakach lachzul l'rosh, and even though he'd have to go back to the very beginning, because that's the halacha we've discussed previously of pauses. If you pause this long enough time that you could have finished the whole thing, then you have to go back to the beginning. Avi l'hochi mamtim. Nevertheless, even here too, he has to pause because if the urine's coming out, he's not allowed to daven. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Beis writes Hamayim. V'yavdilamata birkov lachos, and even though below his knees it's now going to still be moist. Adayim imei ragla from the urine. Nevertheless, once the urine has stopped flowing out, mutter, we allow the person over here to go and daven. The Mechaber continues, afilu im naflu al begadav, even if the urine entered into his clothing, v'yeshbem tofeach ha-manas la-tfiach, and the urine is making the clothing wet enough that if somebody touched the clothing, they would notice the moisture and the dampness and would go onto their hands. Kivan she-muchusim bevigdo, since the urine is swallowed up in his clothing, it would be acceptable to continue reading the Shema as long as the urine is still not flowing out of his body directly. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel writes, bevigdo, rotzoloma, shabegid ha-elyon lo nislachlech. The outer garment is not moist. V'imgamhu nislachlech, but if your outer garment, let's say, for example, your underwear is wet, but your pants aren't wet, that's acceptable. But if your pants are also wet, then then you have to take off that clothing in order to say the Shema. Or at least, cover it up with some sort of a blanket or another garment of some sort that it shouldn't be visible on the outside. However, he can't go and move and go find a blanket or something to cover himself up, then so he would be allowed to continue davening after the flow has stopped coming out of him, since, as we pointed out already, once the urine has stopped coming out of him, it's only a din de rabbanon, and since he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei already, the rabbis didn't institute over here that he should stop his Shemoneh Esrei and go find the blanket. They said he could continue saying the Shemoneh Esrei. The issue footnote number 3 brings down a very important discussion. If a person has a catheter inside of him, urinary catheter, is he allowed to daven? So I pointed this out the other day. Shelus Achuva Sigris Moshe. Moshe Feinstein speaks out that a person would be allowed to daven in this situation. Rosh Shlomo Zalman and the Stipler Gaon also agree. Mutter B'Dvarim Shemekdusha, a person is allowed to say things when he has a catheter in place. Further into the footnote, he discusses how much you need to cover up the catheter. Moshe says it's ideal to cover up the catheter, even if it's plastic. Others say you don't have to cover it up. Certainly, the simplest answer would be to cover up the catheter and the bag that the urine flows into, if at all possible. Dishu footnote number 4 points out, if a person is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he realizes he has to go to the bathroom and he's not able to hold it back and it's going to come out, so he's allowed to stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and go to the bathroom, but when he goes to the bathroom, he shouldn't interrupt and say anything that would be considered a hafsaka, including ashiyotza. Mechaber continues and writes, "V'im naflu meraglayim ba'aretz, if the urine went to the ground, ma'achik mehem arba amos, he should distance himself 4 amos and then say the Shema." Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Dalet says, "Look in the Bir Halacha. The linyan tefila gam ki nochel la'achmir la'achrib ki nochel lo al oretz kemo l'kriyashma. Even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, one had the right to move away dalet amos from the urine." In the issue footnote number 5, he brings down zeu dafkuk shein lo b'melachasos. If he does have something to cover it up with, however, if he has something to cover it up with, it would be better to cover it up rather than to move. He brings down the Nishmas Adam, however, who says you don't have to take off your jacket to cover it up because that would only ruin your jacket, and you don't have to do that. God will cover that brios for the person to have that type of a jacket in that situation, all messed up with urine, is not covered at brios. the Ramah the Neitz Hagah. O kishir she is bor lekamen simin pebeis omamtim ad sheibalu bekarka. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Hei says that this is the opposite. The words over here in the Ramah got messed up by the printer, and it really should read omamtim ad sheibalu bekarka kishir she is bor lekamen simin pebeis. Kach tzorich lomer. This is the right way to read it. That the din over here of mamtim ad sheibalu bekarka is the shear that will be explained in simin pebeis, and this is the Magen Avraham, the Af the Efshu the Ayidei Hamtono Ayav Habliya. You could wait there for it to be absorbed into the ground. Yitzdarech lishos kidei ligmar kula, you would have to wait until you could finish the entire Shemin Esrei. Yitzdarech lachzul rosh afilu hochi in lachush lezeh b'kriyah shma dohavi kikori b'torah. You don't have to be concerned for this when you're saying shma, because that's like reading in the Torah. However, avo mizdamilo came b'birkas kriyah shma, but for the brachas of kriyah shma tov yosef shiyarchik mehem, you should move away for amos v'lo yamtin al habliya b'karka, and not wait till it gets absorbed into the ground. However, ubi diyevin imshok birkas kriyah shma kidei ligmar kula, but if you did wait until it got absorbed into the ground, and you could have finished off the entire brachos of Kriyat Shema, Eino Chozer L'Rosh. Nevertheless, you still don't go back to the beginning, as we've already learned in Simen Samachay, in the Mishnah Berurah over there. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'afilu shor kidei ligmor kula, and even if while you're waiting over here for the urine to run, come out of your body, is long enough that you could have finished the entire Shema or the Shemoneh Esrei, Eino Tzorech Lachzor El Mokum Sheposek, you still only have to go back until the point where you paused. The Ramah says, Hagah, the Yeshomim dim shok, the Ligmor is kula chozel rosh. The Ramah says, no, if you could have finished the entire thing, you do have to go back to the beginning. And he paskins v'chein ikur, this is in fact the halacha, kemosh kasati leel simen samachay, as we already learned in simen samachay, umisharin lefiyakore, and you go by each individual person, not by some absolute standard. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav writes, v'chein ikur. Mishnah Berurah says, look in Simen Samachay, in the Mishnah Berurah over there in the Bir Halacha, where we explained all the particular details of this Halacha. Sif Katan Zayin, look in Simen Samachay, wrote Salomar, the taller your ikor imhu onus beis hahefsek chozel rosh. If he was a total onus over here, then he goes back to the beginning. V'hochanami ha'onusu. And here, this is considered like an onus, and therefore he goes back to the beginning. In regards to Shemoneh Esrei, im nizdama, in Laglinian Tvila, im nizdaman kein be'emtza. V'himtin alavos hamayim. Oh, al habliya b'kaka b'chnei ligmar tzkula, it's called a tefila. If he waited until it got absorbed into the ground, v'nira li the efshar the ain tzorich lachzerosh. Maybe in this situation he doesn't have to go and go back to the beginning. V'chi b'di'evid yeshu smoch al dasa Rashba v'atosos. He says you can rely upon the more lenient opinions of the Rashba and the Tosos over there that say the sviru lehu who hold the ain tzorich lachachri klal kim shivkar who omid the tefila. He doesn't have to move, as we pointed out, because he's already in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. V'im kein lo hayo oz onus. So therefore he's not considered an onus. Im lo sheba psika. Unless during the actual waiting for the urine to stop coming out of his body, then he could have finished the whole thing. That would be considered an onus, and then he has to go back to the beginning. But otherwise, since he didn't have to technically move, he wouldn't be considered an onus, and therefore he wouldn't have to go back to the beginning. He says, look in the Bir Halacha over there and the Mishnah Berurah for more details. If a person has some sort of an illness where the urine is constantly coming out of his body, so this will be discussed in Simen Pei in the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Shom. This concludes today's Shir.